prayer for me is it's always meant to be something that builds our relationship with Him and allows us to hear His voice.
For Andrew Holt, prayer is more than just a way to start the day. It is an ongoing conversation throughout the day. Hi, Mark Gothier for Making Your Life Count. Andrew says he is learning to listen to God.
Prayer for me is, well, I try to make it just a daily part of my life. It's not just a 30-minute thing in the morning. It's actually a conversation that I have with God throughout the day. You know, little decisions and big decisions. It's always feeling like that connection with Him and hearing His voice and me being open. I think a lot of times prayer becomes a lot of us just viewing all these things that we need to God and asking for Him to do a miracle in our lives. But the other side of prayer is actually listening, like spending time listening to God and letting Him speak to us. And I think I'm learning more and more in my own life what that looks like. I don't want to always just be coming to God with requests, but I also want to be coming and listening and just spending time with Him. I want to like keep opening up my hands saying, God, what do you want to do next? I'm here. I'm willing. I'm able. Just keep pouring it out. And so the biggest thing is that just steward what God's giving you and He'll keep giving you more, whatever that looks like.
Andrew encourages people to listen to God closely as they talk to Him regularly.
I've been really intentional to allow God to just speak to me and spend time with Him where I've got a little bit more time. I'm at home all the time right now, just having time with Him and saying, God, I don't want to just always come to you asking for things. I want to come to you and have a relationship with you. And I think that's what prayer was always meant to be. It's always meant to be something that builds our relationship with Him and allows us to hear His voice.
It is amazing. You can connect with God personally, anytime and anywhere through prayer. For more ideas on how to grow your prayer life, go to cru.org and search prayer.